This is Cliff Evans. I'll be talking with Roger Craig going in five.
That's a great help, isn't
it? Roger Craig, you're one of baseball's better pitchers. You're one of baseball's nicer fellows. Now, when you have to throw a brushback pitch, is there ever a danger that you might hit a batter?
Well, yes, Cliff, it's always a danger. Even when you're throwing for the low outside corner, sometimes you can't control every pitch that you like you want to, and sometimes the ball gets away. But I think naturally every good pitcher has to throw what we call a brushback pitch. You never throw it at anybody intentionally. You just throw the ball inside to kind of keep them honest. Now, especially guys like me, I'm more of a control pitcher, and I try to throw to the outside corner, and when once in a while the hitters start leaning over and get close to the plate, and this is when you have to use your brushback pitch.
Let's look at the other side of the coin. You're the player who is nearest to the batter. Isn't there a danger of you, the pitcher, being hurt by a batted ball?
Oh, yes. It's always that danger, Cliff, but you never think about it during a ball game. I know in course of spring training, when you first start out, your reflexes are not too good, and they have a screen that you can use, and this helps out a lot, but you think about it in batting practice, but during the game, you don't think about getting hit with the ball.
Roger Craig, one of baseball's better pitchers, and yet last year, this is a matter of record. On the record, losing the 24 games in one season, the losingest pitcher in the major leagues in nearly 30 years. Now, does this sort of embarrass you?
No, I don't think so, Cliff. I won 10 ball games, and we only won 40, so figuring we got 12 pitchers, I won a fourth of our ball games, and we didn't win many games, and we didn't have a very good defensive ball club, but I don't think of those 24 losses as a bad year. I think I pitched real good ball, and I got a fairly nice raise, so a pitcher's never satisfied or should never be content, so I'd like to kind of reverse that record this year.
Well, really, it wouldn't be much of a surprise if not this year, if maybe the next year, but certainly you'll do better. If nothing else, you pitched more innings than anybody else last year on the ball club. You won more games than anybody else on the ball club. Which do you prefer, being a starting pitcher or being a relief pitcher?
Well, naturally, everybody likes to be a starting pitcher, but I would think with a guy like Casey, who I'm sure would use me in the right way, I wouldn't mind relieving for him. He would use me as a short man or a late man, and he would only use me when the ball game was close and where I had a chance to either save the game or win the game, and this would be what I would like if I was a relief pitcher.
As a pitcher, is it tougher being a relief pitcher than being a starting pitcher?
Well, gosh, it's hard to say, Cliff. It's hard to start, too. You have to get yourself in the right frame of mind in any situation. And if you start every 4 days, this comes only every 4 days. But being a relief pitcher, you have to more or less arise to the occasion when you go into the game. You have to set your mind mentally. What are you going to do? How are you going to pitch to this certain hitter? It might be just a little more of a mental strain to be a relief pitcher.
The only time you're called on as relief pitcher is when somebody else is in trouble. It isn't as if you yourself are in complete control of the situation. But, Roger, you have one son, Roger Jr. I think he's about 6 years of age. Of course, it's a long way off, but as a father thinking about his son, would you like him to be a baseball player?
Yes, Cliff. He has a lot of natural ability, which I never did possess, and I think he's going to be a good ball player. He has a good mind for it, and he likes baseball, but I'm more or less going to leave it up to him if he wants to be. I'll do everything I can to help him, but I believe he will try to be a baseball player.
In the nature of your work, you have a problem as a father in relationship to the children. You have four children. The nature of your work takes you away from your family such a long time throughout the baseball year, which starts in March and doesn't get over until the end of October. Now, how do you as a father compensate for the separation from your children?
Well, Cliff, that's a very hard question. Naturally, as you get older, like I am now, I do have four children. I have two in school. You think about these things. But up until this year, my family has always come with me during the season. But this year, the way we're going to start out, my wife, is she's coming to spring training with me. But when the season starts, she's going to stay at home. I do have a new business, and she is my bookkeeper. And this will keep her busy. But I don't know. I think before the year is over, she'll be back up there with me. It's a hard situation because as your family gets old, they need a father around. They need somebody to tell them what's right and what's wrong. Even though the mother can do this, they like to hear it from their father also. And this does create quite a problem for Major League Baseball players.
I was wondering whether you and Mrs. Craig have any sort of arrangement where she's not only the mother but also head of household. Do you work this out between you at the beginning of the baseball season?
Yes, we do this, and I've been very lucky. My kids understand the situation, and they more or less just realizing that I am a Major League ball player, and I'm kind of proud of them. They seem to get along very well when I'm away.
I'm sure they're proud of you, as we are. Those of us on the outside looking in baseball who know you, we're proud of knowing you because, of course, you're a better ball player, but you're also one of the better persons in Major League Baseball. To you, as always, Roger Craig, all good luck. This is Cliff Evans reporting from St. Petersburg, Florida, the spring training camp of the New York Mets.